It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, the major network that it is all over mid-Michigan. And we're glad you're tuning in. It's the last weekend of September. Boy, got up on Friday morning, a little snap in the air, and you'll hear from our guest, Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's in a bit. And he said there was even a little frost on his grass, so fall's here, and you know what that means. It's time to get in a tree and do a little hunting, and we're going to talk a bunch of that today. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It is the season that many of us just pine for.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, man, when it's been so hot and then that little nip in the air, and all of a sudden you're noticing the deer changing their patterns. And if you got game cams out, if you hunt, you're starting to see that everybody's feeling frisky, and it's just about to happen. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the airwaves. And we want you to make sure you check out thegrillingguys.com. When you head to our website, you'll notice a sidebar on the right side of the page. It lists all of our sponsors. And one of our oldest, if not our oldest sponsor, is Allen Bob Sports. And Merle is going to be joining us shortly. But you can click on these links, and it'll bring you to their site. You'll find current specials. You'll find deals. You might get a discount just for being a grilling guy. So it could save you money. Thermopens, that's a good one. MyPillow, you know, the wonderful sheets, pillow toppers. Now they've got everything, bathrobe, slippers. Towels are on special. And, you know, they're a good company. They're out of Minnesota. They make everything in America, and that's what I love about it.
But when you go on MyPillow.com, you put in barbecue, and you'll get the Grilling Guys discount.
That's right.
BBQ.
You put in
that's
BBQ.
All you need to do.
So I am headed up to Whipple this afternoon, I believe, and I'm going to do a little more work. Last weekend, my best girl and I went up and to my hunting spot and put up some 4x4s, making a permanent frame for the expedition tent because the wind was unkind to the aluminum frame last year. I leave it up for 6 weeks, and the snow and the wind, I got up there for my last hunt, and it was a mess. Thankfully, the canvas was in good shape.
Yep.
But so anyway, made a nice permanent frame. We camped out, and I'll tell you what, to be out in the wilderness this time of year, there's no hunters yet. There's no shooting. There's no crazies. There's no SUVs. And where we're at, we have 400 acres. That's pretty well protected. And the loons, the eagles, it's just magical.
Yep, it is. Great time of year.
Yeah.
Great time of year. And don't forget about that tailgating, too. That's where I'm headed later today.
Oh.
We've got this Mammoth Ferris State University versus Waldorf. Not sure about Waldorf.
I think they have a good salad.
Right, yeah, exactly. And a great hotel in Chicago, too, the Astoria, yeah. But I'm sure they're going to bring a team. But anyway, yeah, so after the show, I'm headed up to Ferris, do a little tailgating with the fraternity brothers.
And well, then, it's going to be a big day up there.
Right, yep.
I know Jim Crank is supplying a lot of beer for some of the sororities up there.
So yeah,
Crankers
right.
Will be.
Leave it to Jim. Yeah, that'd be good, right? He that's the guy who knows what he's doing in that arena.
Well, my waitress, one of my workers, is Rachel from, and I met her at Deer Camp the last couple years at Crankers.
Easy. You met her at Deer Camp.
Well, at Deer Camp, I always stop into Crankers for some chili dogs someday for lunch.
Sure.
And very often I'm there alone or bring my brother-in-law.
This is
or something.
Going in the wrong direction, man.
And no, but I get some chili dogs, and I get to talking to this young lady, and it turns out she's in the nursing program with one of our surrogate daughters.
Oh, nice.
So we became friends. She graduated. She's down in Grand Rapids now waiting to get her license, and she's working at the Grilling Guys Takeout.
Well, that's what a Ferris education will get you, is a waitress job at the Grilling Guys Takeout. Woo!
I'll tell you what. She and my daughter Olivia last night were at Up in Smoke, the final episode of Up in Smoke,
yeah.
And they were jammed. It was
Cool.
Quite wonderful.
No, I'm kidding. I'm a Ferris alumni. That's why I can say that. I didn't want to dog our Bulldogs party. Didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Premier, they're at Premier Botanics, yep. And of course they're good sponsors of ours. And yeah, it's just kind of a cool little marriage. Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong. I don't know, Merle. What do you think of that?
There's a lot to unpack there, Bob. That was a little information dump right there, but.
I caught him thinking about how he has to get back to the store.
I was thinking about deer pictures.
Are you getting some good images on your phone?
Oh, yeah. I was out in the parking lot looking at deer pictures when you guys were waving at me, I think. So.
Well, and in that vein, you sold me a wonderful Tacticam, I believe is the brand.
Stealth Cam, sorry. Yeah.
It sends me pictures on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
That was a good call on your part. And I can't imagine all those years when I'd go up and just get a card and read them at the site.
It seems like it's really antiquated, doesn't it now?
Does.
So bad. Merle, tell me about those. Do you need a cell service on those? How do those work?
You need a cell service, and the cameras have their own cell service. So,
okay, you know, so you pay for a line like on your cell bill or something?
I pay $5 a month.
Okay, cool.
It's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the price of the camera, and then you have, you know, the price of the service, which is, like Bob said, $5 a month for like 1,000 pictures. And, you know, it's really cheap. You don't have to have the same service as your phone. The app is free. Comes basically with the camera. So, you know, it's relatively cheap, and you don't ever have to, you know, spend a buck for, you know, a gallon of gas.
Do you have those in stock?
We have plenty of them in stock right now. Yeah,
I just pulled up my app right now, and it's wonderful because I'll get a little notification, and it sent me a picture, and I can't wait to look at it.
So
sometimes it's a bear, and it's like right by my blind.
Or you might get a call from a buddy who says, "Man, there's something that's getting in my garage," and so he sets up a trail cam outside the dog door. And damn if is in it, four raccoons are coming into his garage
through
on
my
a
pet,
nightly basis.
Through my pet
eating
door.
Eating his cat food and spreading stuff all over the garage.
I've had a similar problem on my deck doing the same thing.
So they're handy for a lot of things.
Right. Yeah, they are.
Maybe the neighbor's coming over a little too often when you're not home.
So these are dual purpose. This time of year, they're hanging from a tree out in the woods to track the activity around your hunting site, but they can be used for home security,
too.
Why
is Conrad pulling in my driveway again? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you can combine your services on multiple cameras, too. So, you know, if you need some more cameras, you can put all those services together.
They all run to the one camera, and it sends everything off in a batch.
Right, basically.
And then you might need a little bit bigger subscription than I have. I have, like, the $5 one just because I've never filled it. But if you have two or three cameras, you might have to go up to $10. Hey, for 2-3 months a year, who cares?
Well, what Merle said, you're still paying $4 a gallon for gas, and if you're going to throw some in your truck and drive out to your hunting site and back, if you're not privileged to have ground that you live on, right? I mean, it makes a ton of sense. And you can show them to your buddies, and, you know, you've emailed me dozens and dozens of those, you know, and I know you're not going up to Whipple to do it, which for you is, you know, 50, 60 miles away. Yeah. So,
and let's say you've got violators on your property.
Oh, it works great for that. I've caught many of people, trespassers on our property, using the cameras and, you know, sending the picture to you instant, you know, when they're there.
Right.
Right.
Call to the sheriff and they don't trespass anymore.
Right.
Nice.
So, they work great for security. To watch over your land, you know, to watch over your house, and, you know, like we said, it's relatively cheap for, you know, sending the picture right away. You're not stinking up your hunting spot either.
Right,
going in all the time. Cards out of your camera.
That's a great point. So. Yep. And that is just one of the things that you'll find at Alan Bob's Millbrook Tack on 68th Street in U.S. 131 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have not been there yet this year, you're missing out because we're going to talk about some of the cool ways that these people can help you and your whitetail quest.
All right, coming up next, hang on because we're going to put you up in a tree and we're going to get you there safely. So stick with us. We'll be back.